Today, the universe has one less spacecraft. The European Space Agency's Rosetta probe crash-landed onto a comet this morning. It spent 2 years orbiting comet 67P after spending a decade traveling through space to catch up with it. And by the way, the crash was by design, so don't feel too bad about it. NPR science correspondent Nell Greenfield-Boyce joins us with the details. Hi, Nell.
Hey.
And why did Rosetta make this death dive? What did scientists hope to learn?
Well, the idea is that by going from sort of in orbit around the comet to going all the way down to the surface, taking data and sending it back to Earth in real time, scientists could get a real picture of the environment around the comet, you know, what sort of dusts and gases were coming out of it. And this is the kind of data they could only get by actually sending the spacecraft down there.
And why wouldn't they want to just extend its life and let it continue to gather data orbiting around the comet?
Well, you know, all good things come to an end. The comet is actually heading away from the sun, so it's getting harder and harder to use the spacecraft's solar panels to get power. Also, this spacecraft is getting old. You know, the mission's been going on now for like 12 years. And also, comets are dusty places, so the spacecraft has been orbiting in a sort of dusty region, and dust isn't so good for spacecraft. So I think the European Space Agency just felt like this is a good time to end it.
So was the mission considered a success?
This mission is considered a historic success. This was the first mission to ever orbit a comet. There were other missions to comets that just sort of flew by and gave researchers hours or days. But this one actually traveled along with the comet for 2 years, letting scientists do an in-depth study. It also did something else that was a historic first. It deployed a lander. It deployed another small spacecraft called Philae that traveled down to the surface of the comet and touched down and gave them images right from the surface and took other readings. That was a little tricky because the landing didn't happen just like they hoped. You know, the lander bounced a couple times and ended up in kind of a shadow, so its solar panels couldn't recharge the batteries, and it didn't last as long as people wanted it to on the surface. But still, you know, no one had ever done that before, and they did get some science back. So I think most people would consider it a tremendous success.
Well, what was so interesting about this comet that the European Space Agency wanted to go to all this trouble, spend more than a decade, and then crash the thing into the comet in the end?
Well, people think of comets as being sort of ice balls, but they're much more than that. They're leftovers from when our solar system formed. So they've been sort of unchanged for 4.5 billion years. And the thinking is by studying these comets, we get clues about the origins of our solar system, which is really, you know, the origins of us.
So what has Rosetta taught scientists about comets?
A lot. I mean, everything from when they first got good pictures of this comet, everyone describes it as looking like a rubber duck. There's sort of a big body part and a big head part of it. And that was kind of unexpected. They also learned about how things stream off the comet. They used to think there were small active regions, but now they see that it, really the whole surface is active. But they got so much data that really scientists are going to be analyzing this for years, if not decades to come. So even though the mission is over, the science is still going to be going on.
And just briefly, was NASA involved in this at all?
They did. They contributed a few instruments, and also there were some NASA scientists working on the mission along with the European Space Agency.
That's NPR science correspondent Nell Greenfield-Boyce talking with us about Rosetta, the Rosetta probe, which crash-landed onto a comet this morning after more than a decade in space. Nell, thank you.
Thank you.